This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
So welcome back. This is Kathy. This is hour number two. I'm filling in for Vince today. Sharon and I are talking about preparing. I have a couple things I want to mention. Some of the places where I shop and what I get there, where I get the best prices. And I have a book that I would like to recommend. And so I'm going to talk first about where I shop. I shop at Costco quite a bit. And what I try to do is if I go, I would say probably every couple weeks, sometimes once a week, it just depends on what I need. But, I get a lot of my gas either there or Sam's because right now it's like 40 cents cheaper a gallon. And so my husband just went and he filled up all the gas cans for the lawnmower and his truck. And so that right there, that saves you a ton of money. They also have a really good return policy. Couple examples that I had, a blender and it was an expensive blender. It was like $100 blender and it just never blended right. And I said something once to one of the cashiers, even I just put it away. I thought, well, maybe I'm doing something wrong. And she said, no, bring it back. She said, if it's defective, we'll take it back. And I said, well, it's been probably a year. And she said, no, that's okay. So they took it back. And then I went, and I just got a different one that they had there. And that one worked better. But they have a good return policy and they have you in the system so that even if you don't have your receipt, you can return something. It's electronics. I think that there's not a very long period there, but so some of the things that I get there, I get a lot of their big bags of their frozen vegetables. They have organic frozen vegetables, and a lot of times they're right around $1 a pound, and it's handy for stir fries. And I cook for my dog, so a lot of times I'll cook those up or chop them up and put them in her food. I get big bags of romaine lettuce there. I think it's like $4.49 for a six-pack. And their spinach and their spring mix. Some of their produce I find is kind of high. So I'll shop probably at my Meijer or my Kroger for that. But it depends on what they have. Sometimes I get some of their snacks there. You can get big bags of, tortilla chips or things if you're having like a get together or you just need to have them for an event. It's much cheaper. It's probably half the price than getting them at a grocery store. I get things like potting soil there. I got the big, I think it was 2 cubic foot. It was, $8.49 or $8.99 and everywhere else it was around $13. So I got 2 bags of that. And I watched go down their aisles. Like right now they'll have all their garden stuff in, but probably by midsummer they'll start getting rid of a lot of it. So last year when I was there, I got garden gloves and they're kind of like the lightweight leather ones and they marked them down. There was like 6 of them in a pack and I think they marked them down to like $5 or $6. And I go through garden gloves. I'm always losing them. I somehow take them off to do something, and I lose the right one or the left one. So I'm always replacing them. And there are other things they get there, like things in bulk. You can get good prices on pasta, rice, canned goods. Even though, like, their marinara sauce, they run specials on that. And if you're there and you notice the sign, a lot of times the sign will have, like, a little asterisk on it. that means that they're going to quit carrying that or they're going to be out of stock. They may pick it up later, but they're not going to replace it. So let's say you were looking at something you wanted to buy. Let's say it was a toaster or something, and they have that sign there. If it's really what you want, you better get it because you'd go back. It's not going to be there. And I do get some of my clothes there. I found good prices, and they'll have some good name brand things. I even find gifts for people there, too. And there again, I watch for some of the clearance items. I've gotten some wonderful gifts that a fraction of the price. So I do like Costco for a lot of things. Some of their over-the-counter items are much cheaper. It's their generic brand, but it's still much cheaper than going to like a Rite Aid and paying five times the price. I go to Sam's. I kind of do the same thing. I get their gas there, their soap, tires, batteries, kind of the same thing, yeast and flour and hummus. But Sam's has some other things that Costco doesn't, and it's a little closer to me. So if I'm out on the other side of town, if I got to go that way and go into town, I'll stop there. But I like those, and I do like Kroger for their markdowns. And I watch their sales. They have some good sales. But they're higher in, like, if they're not on sale, they're higher. Like, let's say salad dressing might be $2.99 at that store, but I can go to my other store and it's $1.79 for the same thing. So one of the other stores has they call it a 10 for 10 sale. And so it's China, you know, $1 for each item. And then if you buy 10, you get the 11th one free. But a lot of the items are $2 to $3 items that they're marked down. So not all of them, but if you look at them and say, boy, I can buy five cans of this, bush beans or something, and as long as you get the 10, you get the 11th one free. So you can really stock up that way too. So those are probably my four stores that I go to. Once in a while, randomly, if I'm in a different area, I'll go into a different one. But I pretty much know my prices and I know the cycle. So the other thing I wanted to mention was there's a book called Stocking Up, and her name is Carol Hupping, H-U-P-P-I-N-G. And it's made by Rodale, which they have a lot of good items, but there's so much in there if you wanted to stock up. It's not just about canning. It's drying, freezing your vegetables. It's making jams and jellies. It's got things about making, if you want to go this far, you can make your own homemade butter or cheeses or yogurt. It's got a section on meat and how to freeze it, how to can it, how to dry it, how to store it. And then it's got, like, in the back, it's got, like, for nuts, seeds, grains, and sprouts. And I do a lot of sprouting, too. I buy seeds, and I do broccoli sprouts and alfalfa sprouts. And so this is a really good book for that. It's 500 pages. It's 600 pages. It's a really good book if you can find it. I don't know if it's available anymore. I know that it was last time I checked. So I would recommend that. And then one of the other things I wanted to mention was, like, right now produce is high. So I like still to have, like, a lot of salads and fresh vegetables. So right now in my yard, I have kale growing. I have arugula. I have some spinach that came back. I have chives. And I have onions still from last year in the garage that are just fine. And I have sun-dried tomatoes. So I can put all that on my salad. And I don't need to go to the store and buy a $2.50 cucumber or a $2 cucumber right now. So that's where I save my money. I try to stock up, use what I have, I use what I plant. And I'm sure, Sharon, you probably do pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, you know, when you mentioned Costco, I sit here just jotting down things that I had gotten there. We do have Costco. You know, we don't have a Sam's Club. I bought garden hoses last year, a really good deal of heavy-duty garden hoses, and I happened to talk to one of the members there, and he said he'd had his for 5 years, and they were wonderful. They hadn't deteriorated at all. So we had just used a hodgepodge of garden hoses, mostly bought at garage sales and stuff, and I just told my husband, you know, things coming down, they are. I'm just going to get I think we bought 5 sets of garden hoses because we rent them to different areas in our property. And so they had a really good deal. I have bought that soil, too. They even have organic potting soil and starting soil. I've bought gloves, especially their leather gloves. They have usually a good deal around Christmas, fall, of really good gloves. I buy a lot of vitamins and supplements there, and I totally buy the batteries. And I would recommend that you do not buy the Kirkland brand. They're not terrible, but the other, the Duracell, they last better. We use a lot of batteries, and I have just had better success with Duracell. Although the Kirkland weren't bad, the Duracell just handed better, lasted better. And they're only like, you know, $2 more package to get the ones. And you buy them when they're on their sale. You know, they call it whatever they sell at the flyer. I call them sales. Also, I've noticed they mark down their stuff. A lot of times they end it with like a 97 or a 96, like, you know, 996 or 7 or whatever. And those are the ones they're clearing out. And you can get some really good deals at the end of each season if you're in there. I do buy some of their spices, you know, like garlic powder and stuff, although I usually order through a company called Azure Co-op. But if I'm running low, they actually... I don't know if it's cost effective or not, but I've just never done it. I was going to make my own vanilla, and they happen to have the vanilla beans in there, way cheaper than what you can buy online. And I buy our Piper Tells there. I buy plastic wrap, but I buy that great big thing of plastic wrap because we put up a lot of our own food, especially meat and stuff, and I double wrap it in plastic wrap and then wrap it in butcher paper. It'll last 2 or 3 years in my freezer without freezer burning. So I just buy the big one. I buy their foil sometimes. I like Reynolds Wrap a whole lot better than the name brand. So I buy that there. And the baggies, when they put their little, you know, sell on, I stock up on the Ziploc baggies there. And produce, especially in the summer, is really good. And since we have chickens, if I buy that great big old bag of produce for the same price you buy a little bag, say at another grocery store, and 2/3 of it I use and the other third I don't, I just give it to chickens, and I'm still ahead. Okay, so I do that. And then also, if you pick up those little, they're kind of a green plastic bag. I don't always use them, but I have them. But if you put your produce in those things, they'll store in your refrigerator a lot better, a longer. And they did have those little green storage bags at the Dollar Tree before. And in the past, oh, wow. I bought my butter at Costco. But I have been able to get some better deals on sales, so I haven't been there for a while. And bacon, I like their store brand bacon. And I feel for what you get, it's a good deal. Trying to find bacon at regular stores, unless you pay an exorbitant amount, there's a lot of fat on them and not a lot of, you know, kind of meat in there. And I feel that the bacon at Costco is really good, and it's thick, and it has a lot more meat in it than just fat. And then a lot of times my husband will buy their oil when they put their discount on that, too, for the car, the synthetic oil. So yeah. Those are just some of the things I was thinking about. You know, I'm going to throw this in really quick because I might forget. You might not be freaked out by sell-by or expiration dates on a lot of things, okay? Sell-by doesn't even mean it's expiring. It doesn't mean that at all. And expiration dates are kind of subjective. They have to put some kind of date because eventually it will go bad. And if you keep canned foods for a really long time, sometimes the quality texture deteriorates in the can. But I have bought mayonnaise, and I do have a cool basement, okay? But I have bought mayonnaise, and I've used it for at least 2 years afterwards, and it's perfectly fine because it's sealed. It doesn't really go bad. If you were to leave one in a really long time, because I did once in our other cellar, it separates the oil and the more solid. But you can actually blend it back up, and it works fine. So you can actually stock up on stuff a lot further than you think, and you don't have to throw it out when it's a can. It says it expires because you probably have at least another year or so before it's going to cause any problems. It won't make you sick. It just might, the texture might deteriorate inside.
And yeah, Sharon, music. We're going into a break. So yeah. We'll pick up the music back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Watch it.
There's something
else. It's
going to
be sliding.
Today's hot.
Watch it.
You've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, welcome back. This is Kathy. I wanted to mention, Sharon was talking about what she found at the stores, and I forgot about the spices, too, and the oil for the cars. That's a great tip because they do run those on sale, but I bought the big restaurant size of foil probably 8 years ago, and I don't use a lot of foil, but it's heavy duty and it's wide, and it was such a much better deal. I think I paid like $13 for it, but it's I don't even know how many feet. It's probably 500 feet or something. It's just huge. So that was a initial investment was more, but if you look at a price of foil now, it's so expensive. So I did want to bring that up, but those, I believe I found that at Sam's. So those are things you can stock up to. And the other thing that I buy there is I buy their bar soaps, like whether it's Dial or Dove or any of them. A lot of times you can get it for about 50 cents a bar. And I think soap is, if you just go to the grocery store, I think it's close to a dollar a bar now. But Aunt Sharon, did you have anything else you wanted to add from the last segment?
Well, you know, it's funny. First, I have that stocking up book, too. And I also would recommend getting a Tightwad Gazette. And honestly, you can just get them from the library. Our library, you can call. They'll put it on hold. You go in there, you pick it up, you scan your card, you scan your book, and you walk out. And it's really easy. So that's something, if you don't want to buy a book, you can always check, because a lot of times your library will have those books. It's in Dollar Tree, and I forgot. I do shop the Dollar Tree, too, for certain things. I get my little sandwich and a lot because they're cheaper. And I suppose if you went to Walmart, they would probably be pretty close to the same price. But like I said, I don't really like to go to Walmart very much. I also bought I got a bunch of popcorn for $1 a pound. It was extra popcorn. I just scanned the aisles there. They also frequently have those roaster bags that you put your like turkey and ham and stuff in. And sometimes I like to use them because of less mess. I have roasters, but it keeps all the moisture in and it cooks it so nicely. So I try to snag those there when they're out there. The Dollar Tree can be a really good place to buy stuff, but you just kind of have to know your prices. And most of the time, you're probably better off sticking with a name brand at the Dollar Tree. And they do sell name brand stuff. So that's another place. It's also a really great place to get your wrapping paper and cards. They have them for a buck or two for a buck. And you know, if you want to pay $6 per card, maybe for something really special, fine. But if you just want to give your grandkid a birthday card, because they get birthday cards, you know, 50 cents is good, or a dollar. So I save a lot of money by going there also. I had forgotten about that. They also have, they have their own laundry soap. And for, if it's not very dirty clothes, it works just fine. And it's, you know, pretty expensive. And they have the, enzyme cleaner type stuff you can add to make it clean better, and it works just as well as a name brand, as far as I can tell.
Like the OxyClean?
Yeah, like OxyClean. Oh, I could mention, too, most people may know this, but Dawn dish soap works great for getting out stains in clothes, like grease stuff or things like that. So if you have a really dirty shirt, if you just squirt some Dawn soap over the dirty spots, it tends to take it out really well. I hadn't really realized that my daughter was doing it. I thought, oh, my goodness, because I had some, like, spray and wash, which works, too, but you know, it's kind of a multi-purpose there. You can use it. But, yeah, the Dollar Tree can be your friend. You just have to make sure that you're not an impulse shopper, you know. Some people are impulse shoppers, and if they are, then you kind of need mm-hmm. to realize don't go where you're going to be tempted to buy a bunch of stuff you don't need. I'm going to jump back real fast to something I was just thinking about. I happen to know a lot of people buy a lot of pre-made food and just heat it up, okay. And I would suggest that people start looking at what those foods are and what the basic ingredients are in them so that they could make it if they need to, because I think, I mean, I could be wrong, but everything I'm hearing and reading, and this isn't necessarily the alarmist stuff, it's actual things that the media or the government is telling you is coming. The prices are going to go up, and you may not be able to afford to do that, but you could afford to make your own food. As you and I know, it saves a lot of money and it tastes better. And I would say your crock pot is your friend. And I know a lot of people love those Instapots. They can step in and cook it. Be your friend to do that rather than count on being able to buy everything already paid. Yeah. And just to have those basic things on hand. Kathy and I tend to cook a lot from what you say scratch, which saves money and is better food. But, you know, if you don't do that, you might start considering what you would need to if you did have to cook from scratch.
Yep, that's true, and it saves a lot of money. I bet it saves two or three times the amount of just doing it from scratch. So we're headed into a break, so we'll be back and pick it up.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As allegations of sexual assault emerge from a child holding facility in Texas, Vice President Kamala Harris continued to draw criticism Wednesday about her absence from the U.S.-Mexico border region and for not facing reporters about her role as President Biden's border czar. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley on Fox News.
It's really unacceptable that Biden is so obsessed with Trump reversals that he'll literally put the American public and these kids at risk the way he is.
Neither Biden nor Harris have announced plans to visit the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Iranian state media on Wednesday praised Iran's 25-year, $400 billion cooperation agreement with China as a good geopolitical game-changer that positioned Beijing as leading the effort to drag the United States back into the Iran nuclear deal. Thank you kindly for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
After taking a week off, NASCAR is back in action Saturday night in Martinsville, Virginia. Driver Kyle Busch was asked by Motor Racing Network how he feels about the Martinsville track.
You know, I look forward to getting to Martinsville. You know, Ben last year obviously was crew chief with Harrison Burton. It was the first time the Xfinity cars had been to Martinsville in a long time, and so there was no practice. They literally just lined it up and raced at Martinsville, and they were super fast. You know, Harrison was able to win that race. So Ben was with me when we were successful at Martinsville the years that we won in 15 and 17. So I'm looking forward to being able to get there, and hopefully we've got some things in store for us to be fast.
The other Kyle Larson, was asked if he thinks the new team will improve his results at Martinsville.
Yeah, my Martinsville is a place that I struggle at, I think, more than my equipment that I've had in the past. So I'm definitely curious to see, you know, how I'll be there, being with a team who just, you know, won the last event there at Martinsville. So hopefully I'm better than normal, but I'm pretty confident kind of, you know, going to any racetrack right now. I think our team's been doing a great job.
The Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500 is Saturday night under the lights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on FS1 and Motor Racing Network. Who will win the 85th Masters Golf Tournament? Players from around the world will vie for the $11.5 million purse starting today. That's happening in Augusta, Georgia. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back. This is Kathy with Sharon. I wanted to make just a couple comments. Sharon had mentioned the situation in Texas, and there's a man that I know that he was warned four different times by people to say, do you have enough water, fill up your bathtub, you know, empty out your or open up your valves on your water, drain your water out of your pipes, do you have enough food, and he didn't listen to any of it. He just says, oh, it'll never get that cold. And so that was a wake-up call, too. And I got to thinking about that afterward, like, if things were to happen that in any other, in your part of the country, just maybe just heed that warning that whether it's a impending, you know, tornado or a storm or another ice storm or something, that just make sure you have enough water. We have a well, and I remember the first time we had just moved, and it was a long time ago, we didn't have a generator, and we had a ice storm. And I didn't have any water, and it only took one time. And from that point forward, I saved vinegar jugs and all kinds of containers. And I always had probably at least 20 gallons of water in the basement. But anytime there was a storm coming and I thought we might lose power, even with a generator, I would just fill up the bathtub and I would fill up pots just in case so that I would have water to use in the kitchen and then water to use to wash up. So that was one thing Sharon mentioned, and I just wanted to throw my 2 cents worth with that. And the one other thing at the grocery stores, we have and I think Kroger does this, but we have another store that when you shop, it'll print out coupons. And sometimes it'll say $3 off your next order if for any purchase. Sometimes it's $3 if you spend $10. So a lot of times I'll look at those, but there's times when I go up to those registers that the people don't take those coupons. And I've found free items on there. I found $3 off, $10 off a certain amount of purchase. So I look at them, and if it's nothing I use, I throw them away. But a lot of times I keep my eyes open for that too. So that was just a couple things I wanted to add at the end. So Sharon, you were talking about something else. Did you have anything else to add before we ended at the last break?
I don't know. I was going to say, as far as the coupons, they can be very helpful. I don't have a computer. I only have my phone. But if you have a computer and printer, you can print off a whole lot of coupons. And if you use some name brand stuff, it's really good. And if it happens to be on sale, you can end up with things for almost nothing if you happen to have the coupon to go along with it. And it's a really great idea. I just don't have the ability to print them off. So we do have one put out, I think, by Procter & Gamble that comes out in paper because I get the paper. And I use those. That's where I got all that money off, $8 worth off of laundry soap for my daughter. And it was already in the markdown. And you can use them in the markdown. People think you can't, but you can. They don't care. I was going to mention, you mentioned earlier about buying things when they're discontinuing at Walmart or wherever. But it is a really good idea to try to buy some of your clothing at the end of seasons. Okay, like my daughter just went to a bigger city near us, and she stocked up on a whole bunch of clothes for her daughters that were marked like fourth or fifth of the regular price because they're bringing in all their summer stuff now. And so she set up with her little girls for boots and all kinds of stuff for next fall. And so it's a good idea. You can actually do that for yourself. On other things, you know, like gloves. Or one thing I would consider is making sure you have plenty of socks and underwear. I was over at Walmart, and I had reason to go into their sock and, you know, underwear type area, and they had hardly anything on their racks. They just didn't. It was bizarre. And I walked down their little shoe thing. They had sandals. They had great big open areas of no sandals. And then the sizes were like size 11, you know, which is great if you wear a size 11, but I don't. So it might be something that you want to get, because socks are pretty hard to make. If you knit them, they want to fall down. There's a reason you used to have those old-time garters. And underwear are difficult to make to be comfortable. Okay, you can make them. There's patterns. But for the effort and all the stuff involved in the fabric and the plastic, you're just better off buying them, in my opinion. And so you might consider getting that. They are kind of hard to find. They don't have them out there a lot. At times, Walmart will have a good deal on the name brand kind, but I don't know. It just depends where you're setting. You might want to have that stuff on hand. It's just, it's hard to wrap your mind around that the world's really changing. I realize that. There's a really big normalcy bias. That's what happened in Texas. Like, it won't get that cold. It won't be that bad. And people had pipes burst. They didn't have water. They're practically freezing to death. A few people even died, and they could have offset a lot of that if they would have just paid attention and listened. And I feel like we're kind of in that mode now, and I'm hoping I'm wrong, but I just can't see how I am, that our world is about to change, and you'll probably survive, but you might be pretty miserable. And I look at it like we live up here in Northwest Montana. You could probably get through the winter without wearing a coat, but you might get frostbite and you're going to be downright miserable. You want to have warm clothes. So if you live our type of lifestyle and are looking ahead and being aware and get ahead on these things, it can make your life a whole lot easier down the road. And if we're totally wrong, you're still not out of anything. You're still going to need socks, underwear, soap, food. You know what I mean? It's a no-lose thing. And as Kathy can attest, prices don't go back down. They just go higher. And we've watched it over the years because we're really aware of how the prices are going up, where most people probably don't pay a lot of attention, like I did before I ever got married. But we can see this, and we know over the years, because we know that they don't go back down. They just go up. And so if you buy it now, you can't help but at least save money, and it might make the future a lot more comfortable for you, is how I'm looking at it. Do you agree, Kath?
Yeah, and, you know, you were talking about things to stock up with, and what I'm finding is, let's say that I'm looking for jeans for my husband, and he's got a certain style and brand that he likes. Well, I'll go into the store, and they won't have a size. They have odd sizes, and or nothing in the normal size. And they just, every time I go in and look, they don't have them. And then when I look online, you know, they're out of stock. So I just have to kind of make it a point to look for that. But I'm seeing the same things in the stores. Like there's one of my stores, it was in like the houseware section, and it was just whole shelves. Like there weren't any, like, I think it was like a bathroom section where they had the rugs and things. There just wasn't anything. There was just a few. And so I don't know if it's like, we're back to the supply and demand with all the ships not being able to get in. But if the raw materials are going up and like, okay, now we're going to have increase in gasoline. So anything that's made with gasoline and the petroleum products, all that's going to go up too. So I think that there's going to be, as long as there's not enough supply, I think the prices are going to go up, and they keep shrinking the packages. They make the box bigger, but then there's less in there. And I'll go back and, like, sometimes I'll go get, like, let's say it's a box of Ziploc bags, and I'll go, wait a minute, this one had, like, eight more in there. And, you know, the one that I just bought is a smaller box. So I've noticed like that. But I think if you even think about jeans and gloves and shoes, things that we were pretty hard on, those are something, too, to, I think, stock up. But it's like you said, Sharon, it's like a mindset. I think we have to be like one step ahead. As long as you're thinking and planning, if you can be one step ahead of the and do a little research and look at your prices in the store and think, oh, okay, this is going up. Next time it goes on sale, or if I'm here and it's on sale, I'm just going to grab extra. But, you know, and if you have extra money, instead of like, I suppose, you know, going and doing something that's not necessary, take that extra money and just start saving it now for things that you can use as the year goes on. And the other thing, Sharon, I wanted to get in before we ended the show is we wanted to talk a little bit about gardening and maybe a little bit about dehydrating and how much money that can save. So I'll let you say your piece on that, and then I'll chime in at the end.
Okay. You know, the thought, you know, there used to be a saying on Joyce Riley's thing, but knowledge is power. And if you have knowledge, it gives you power. You don't have to live in fear. It's actually an empowering thing to see what's coming and that you have the opportunity to look ahead and make life easier. Okay. Yeah, you know, gardening is a good thing if you can, you know, I would recommend people start doing it. You can get seeds really cheap. Walmart tends to have them, but even the Dollar Tree had a bunch of good seeds. And some soil, like you were saying, you can go to, if you want, you can go to Costco and get some really good stuff for way cheap. I mean, it's like $10 for a huge bag it was. I don't know what it is this year, but, you know, you're getting a lot, and it might last you a couple of years to start them. It is, you know, people have this, oh, it's too hard or I can't. And
I realize that new things can be intimidating, so I don't want to be unkind. But honestly, if you just jump in and do it, a lot of times it works. So they say you have to have lights to start plants. Yes, it's really nice if you have the lights. You can even go inexpensive. You could just put a bulb and a big lamp and hang it above your lights. But I've actually up here in northwest Montana, so we don't get as much light as, like, further down. I've started a lot of seedlings in a south-facing window. Okay, and they're kind of little scrawny looking, but you put them in the garden and they grow just fine. So I would suggest that you garden, but if not, then take advantage of other stuff. A lot of it's knowing how to put up the food. I mean, you can eat it fresh, but Kathy and I both are big on dehydrating things, and if you can, then that's great. The canning stuff is hard, but you can dehydrate a lot of your vegetables and fruits, and it preserves it for a long time. And then if you have a freezer, it's wonderful. If you can round up a freezer, it's good. We have Craigslist here, and sometimes people are moving, and you can get freezers really a whole lot cheaper than buying them new. And we've actually added another one to our freezer so that we would have extra, just so that we could kind of keep ahead on this stuff. But not everybody has room for a freezer, so I know that. But then you might consider the canned goods and the dehydrated stuff, because you can take a lot of you can take mixed vegetables and you can dehydrate them down, and you probably get 4 pounds of mixed vegetables maybe in a quart jar or two at least. I mean, it goes way down. It's amazing. And so you could always do that. And people say, I don't have space, and I understand that, but we had 5 children and I homeschooled and I had a lot of craft stuff, and we managed to live in a very small place, and a lot of it's just being creative. You can store things under your bed. And if they're not, if it doesn't matter if you freeze them, you can actually put them in like 5-gallon buckets and keep them in your garage or a shop. And we took our boys' closet, and my husband built shelves at each, and it was a really long closet, and he built some in the middle, and we left them, I don't know, maybe 18 inches on each side to hang their stuff up, because boys don't tend to hang up a lot of clothes, maybe a coat and a couple nice dress shirts or something. And then I filled that up with a lot of canned goods that I did. So there really is a lot of ways to stock up and find how to store it. And if you go online, YouTube, they've got all kinds of ideas. Some are kind of silly, but some are good. And it's just being ahead so that you can adjust to the new reality that we're getting to head into. I'll let you, oh, we got music again. Okay. I'll let you go.
Yeah, I think too, it's planning, you know, take time. And I know Sharon and I, we both find different people online that we like to listen to. And you just listen and you learn from them. Even if you've never done it, just get online and pull up some of the websites and learn. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, we were talking about gardening, and I wanted to bring up a few things that I wanted to mention here. I know that, like, when you go to the nurseries, a lot of them have their herbs are expensive. I think the cheapest one I saw was, like, $3, and they went up to $5, $6 for a little 4-inch pot. And I have a nursery that I go to that I found. It's a family-owned nursery, and they have a huge selection of herbs and vegetables and plants and flowers, and a lot of it you can mix and match. And I can get a whole flat for like $10. That's like a 48 pack or 36 pack. It just depends on what size you get. But I like to go there because they'll have some herbs that I can't get. But even, like, they don't even have seeds for them that I can find, or I've never been able to get them to grow. So I can buy things there. So rather than spending that kind of money, like, search around. You might have to go out a few more miles or call around and see what the prices are on their flats. But I've been going there for probably the last 15 years, and it saves me money. Or if there's something unusual that I only want one plant of, then I'll get it there. So that was an idea for the gardening. And then you can use rain barrels. If you have access to rain barrels, especially when it gets hot and dry in the summer, I have two big ones that I hook up. And then if we get real dry here, I have a pump that I put in our pond, and I hook it up to the sprinkler, and I'll run that all day because I don't want to use the water from my well. So that's something, if you're out in the rural area, you can do too for your gardening. But like right now,
is probably a good time, and the weather's starting to warm up. Maybe go around and see what you've got coming up in your garden, and can you add like herbs that back there, or can you have a patch where you can put some vegetables in, or clean a little area out. So a lot of that too, you can compost, like your leaves and some of your stuff that you cut back from your other perennials or your other plants. So those are some gardening things that I wanted to mention. So anything to add with that, Sharon?
You know, I would really encourage people to start even small, because there is definitely a learning curve with gardening, okay? And mm-hmm. then you have years that cycle where some things are really great. Like, we've always been able to grow lots of broccoli and cauliflower. And last year was pretty pathetic, and we were kind of stunned because I've been doing this for years. It just wasn't a good year for us. And I would, yeah, it's a great way to start bringing nutrition into your life. And then if you look ahead, you can figure out how to put this stuff in, keep it for the winter too, because that's what we do. We put up for the whole year. But I suspect we could spend a whole time talking about gardening, because there's so much involved. And it doesn't have to cost a fortune. And I would agree with you. Call around, because there is a huge difference on how much plants that have already started cost. And I have bought a few herbs in too. Yeah. Getting little herbs are sometimes hard to get started. They really are. But you know, there's a place for it, but I have walked around. There's a really nice garden place here that my kids usually give me a gift certificate for Christmas, for Mother's Day, and I go there and I just buy some of their flowers, and they're more than the other places, but they're still healthy, and I have it as a gift, okay? But you can buy a lot of stuff at, like you said, mom-and-pop places, the smaller places. It really would pay for you to look, I guess, on your phone now. If you have a phone directory, fine, but you could look up gardening places and call some of them and ask them how much you're getting their four-pack, six-pack, whatever for, and you probably could save quite a bit of money by just making some phone calls, I would suggest. It's one of those things that there is a huge difference in what they charge from one place to another.
Oh yeah, and, you know, ask around, too, if you know other gardeners or neighbors, like, where do you get your plants? Because the ones that are in the middle of the city, those are expensive. I just can't get over how expensive they are. But you go out of a ways or ask around. There's a lot that are a lot cheaper. But I found this place just quite by accident, and I've recommended I take like three people up with me when we go, and we fill up the back of my car. And it's just, you know, there's just such a good price that you almost can't. By the time you buy the season started, with some of the things I'm getting, now I do start some of my own, but and look for perennial things, like, you know, I've talked about it before, but I have raspberries that they do so well in the location that I've got that I'm constantly giving shoots away to anybody that asks me, because they just keep coming back and they do so well. But that for me is something I put in the freezer, and then pretty soon they're in June. They'll be having, like, pick your own blueberries and pick your own strawberries. And so, you know, that's something you can go and pick if you have the availability, and then you can make jam or freeze them. So I hear the music, Sharon, and I want to thank you so much for helping out and joining me.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Okay. It's been fun. Bye.
Bye.
With orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.